things and doing stuff.
With the Biggs and Barr Show, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hi.
Welcome to our program. Welcome to the Good Time program. We start the show every day with something called Chris's Question, which is, that's me.
Yeah, you're Chris, and you ask us questions, and we answer them.
You ask questions. So, I saw yesterday, as I was driving by, there was a dad hanging out just had his head and shoulders out of a second story window.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And his kid was trying to throw him. It looked like a garden gloves for some reason. I don't know why he was trying to throw him up to him.
Okay.
And the kid was horrendous.
Not good at throwing.
Wind was taking them. They weren't. So I was thinking, a question for you guys. So I'm hanging out a window. You guys have a donut.
A donut?
A donut.
Uh-huh.
It could be a weighty donut,
Austin cream.
You need some with a hole in it?
Yeah, probably with a hole in it. Sour cream glaze. A good thick, dense
That's
donut.
That's a good donut, yeah.
How many stories do you confidently think you could throw a donut to me hanging out a window, say, good 80% success rate?
No more than two.
Just two stories? You think it's as far up as you could?
Yeah.
Second floor two, or you mean third floor two?
No, the second floor.
Second floor?
Yeah.
You can do a third floor.
Yeah, but I'm saying with any sort of accuracy that you might be able to get it.
What, Jamie, what?
I find when I'm throwing things up to people, which I have, and I've also been thrown things when I'm up, it is more on the catcher than the thrower.
It can be, yeah.
I find the catcher messes up more than the thrower in that, because the thrower, they're like, I got to get this to this person, and you take more care in your heave.
I got great hands. I got good hands.
Doesn't matter.
I'm catching them. I'm reeling them in.
I find it would be up to you. I think Jason and I could easily throw the donut up to three in a somewhat kind of thing. It's just up.
How many shots?
Just one shot?
Right?
Just one shot?
M&M? It said hitting an 80% target rate.
Okay.
Three.
Do you have a rope?
What do I have a rope for?
Because I would, in that case, I would do a rope lift on it.
Well, that's not a toss-up then. You're totally changing the...
Yeah, I am changing it. Because if I really wanted the donut and I didn't want to walk down and get it, I would lower
a rope.
You would tie the donut on and I would raise the rope up again.
You wouldn't want to risk you missing a bad throw and then the donut on the ground.
And wastes. The donut disintegrates when it hits the ground.
It might lose a donut.
Now, is there enough room to throw it, not right under the window? But
wherever
took some steps back.
Oh, I see.
There's no shrubbery in the way. Yeah, wide open. You can.
Is there a neighbor's house that you can't back up too much?
How far are you backing up to throw?
No, he's saying as if you were like a receiver, a football.
So, yeah. So instead of standing right under the window and sort of underhanding it up to I step back and overhand it towards
you? You can overhand it.
Or frisbee it, sure.
I just think underneath you have a better chance because you just have to get the line right. And then you can throw it past me, and it would still I would still be able to catch it.
You're right.
We're throwing it from more straight on. You have to be dead on.
But for distance, right? For to get it up a little higher, you get more power from an overhand throw than an underhand lob.
I hear you. I think you're right. I think about two stories would be it. It'd be the only common. I'm not saying I couldn't make three.
Yeah, I think I could get up three, but not with accuracy.
I don't think it'd be steady. I don't think you're hitting your 80% mark.
What I would actually do is just ask you to come down and get it. Or I would bring it up to you.
I see again. I'm a bit. I like your rope idea better. It'd be fun.
Little
project.
Yeah, raising things with ropes is fun.
What's the roof? I know we're on the second story of this building, but I believe we're a little higher than a typical second story of a house here, are we not? What would the roof be?
Roughly.
Would the roof be a third story?
Would be the bottom of the third story.
You know what I mean?
Our roof here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you guys were down on the ground or someone was up on the roof and we huck
our ceilings are higher here.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why, are you thinking you could confidently do the roof regularly or no?
Or we could try it out. Didn't you guys huck balloons up to me? Or no? I know I threw them down to you.
No, you threw them on us.
I know that, but.
Like water balloons.
Water balloons, yeah. that would be ridiculous.
Why'd you have to bring that up? Make us all sad.
I know.
We had maybe one of the funniest videos ever made, and our boss Adam forgot to record it.
It's true.
It was one of the greatest things ever.
Uh-huh.
The accuracy of Jamie's water balloon bombing was unmatched in human history. And we have no proof of it because Twit Waffle there forgot to press record. Anyways.
Yeah, all right, so two stories.
If you have a chance to lift the donut up with a rope today, do it, because that just sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, anything with a rope.
Best day ever. Circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Part of the show, each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you wish to go first.
Well, yeah, there's just a poll that was done for bosses, managers, and 89% of them did not think their employees were feeling burnt out. Which is, that's a good number.
Yeah, you know, it's not bad.
You know, only 11% think their employees were burnt out. However, bit of a discrepancy.
Okay.
When they asked the workers, 76% of workers say they are burnt out.
Maybe
they could get together and talk about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, and the number, the actual number is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, most things are.
Between actually burn out people and just dramatic.
So 9 in 10 bosses think everyone is like all good, but most people kind of dread going to work.
My employees love me.
Yeah.
Hey, those bosses, hey.
Not always the workplace problem, like or the work problem. Sometimes it's just like life. Like just everyone's things, working their ass off
and get overwhelmed.
Who's getting ahead? You know, it doesn't mean your work environment's a bad place to work at. It just means sometimes like, why am I bothering? Because putting in all these hours to not even make enough money to buy groceries.
Like the top three things that were causing burnout, they say, constant change, too much busy work, and high turnover.
Right.
Right.
And they said that the employees said that the top thing that bosses can do is...
Pizza lunch?
Be invested in their success.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is a good way of saying like promotions and money.
Sure, yeah, there's that. And also, working. I know you work to get to that boss level, but you should bugger off then. Anyways, but yeah.
I don't also mind a pizza lunch. I'm okay with that.
Pizza lunch.
Yeah, I don't mind a pizza
but
lunch.
But not in place of a raise.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the best way to.
In addition to a raise would be great.
Buddy of mine was a foreman, but he didn't start as a foreman with a construction company. And so he had done the outside labor and stuff. And he always said on hot days, a lot of guys would just go sit in their air-conditioned truck.
Yeah.
He's like, I knew I had to go out there on the hottest day, put on my white hard hat, and get out there. And then they got him respect. You know what I mean? When a lot of them would just sit in the truck all day in the AC, just pretending to read plans or something.
Those guys are.
You get to work.
Bananas.
Yeah, they are. What?
Yeah. Because it's National Banana Day.
Oh, it is. Is it?
Oh, is it?
It is. Yeah.
Bananas.
Still the cheapest food you could buy.
It's true.
Bananas are great.
I like bananas. A nice. Properly ripened banana.
Been well documented on this show, though. I am boycotting Loblaws bananas.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, that company likes to put out the greenest bananas on the planet. And not just like half of them are yellow, half of them are green. Every single banana they put out is the color of grass. I don't understand. I don't want to eat your bananas in 7 days. I want to eat them now.
Well, some people must like eating green bananas.
Some do,
no?
Some will eat green bananas, I don't.
It's disgusting.
Like
it tastes like chalk. It's awful. Awful.
So what are you supposed to do on Banana Day?
I don't know. Tip of the cap to
bananas?
The good old bananas, man.
Your Banana Day. Yeah, eat bananas. And it says 30% will eat them green.
Really? That's madness.
A third of banana eaters will eat a green banana.
I don't mind a little bit of green on it. I don't mind a firm banana. But not fully green.
I've heard that, Jason.
Yeah. But I enjoy a firm banana from time to time. Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
All right. What do you got, James?
Well, a lot of jobs being taken by artificial intelligence, right? We've talked about that.
On the way, for sure.
That's what, if you don't know, when someone says AI, that's what they mean, artificial intelligence.
You might be listening to it right now. We might not even be real.
Well, I think we need to pour one out for another industry.
Oh, no.
Human models. So models and influencers crafted by AI can now jockey for the title Miss AI. There's the world's first artificial intelligence beauty pageant that has arrived to crown fake humans for their pixelated perfection. There's a prize.
Who gets the prize?
And there's judges. I imagine the developer gets the prize.
Yeah, you would think so.
It would just be like a photo contest, right?
No, because they can be full videos now.
That's true. Like these, and so they have like, they're calling them AI influencers. human AI influencers is what they're calling them. Because they've basically taken whatever they think everyone will like. Like, it's all usually women. Like, the women models. And they're going to be assessed, though, on their social media clout.
Yeah.
Meaning how many followers they have, the engagement on their pictures. Because you don't know. You don't know. Some are so, like, they're, like, they look like real humans.
Oh, for sure.
It's crazy. But a lot of these women you see on Instagram, they're fake.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Enough to have a, enough to have a AI pageant.
Sure. It's not as much as you think, though. Hey, look.
I just read an article on Forbes, like enough for them to hey,
no, I'm not saying it's not a budding industry. I'm just saying if you follow the, if you're a fella who likes following a lot of Instagram models,
sure,
they're not like, you know, your feed's not full of fake ladies.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
There'd probably be some.
Maybe.
But they're going to get, like, they're getting like paid gigs.
Why not?
Like, I guess
if it sells, if it works.
Right? Like, if you take a photo for National Geographic, you're going to get that, like, it's a licensed photo to you, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get the credit for it.
Same thing.
So if you make the, if you make fake women,
but
you're going to get, like, you're going to get contracts.
They're just fictional women. It's be like watching television or watching cartoons or watching anything fictional.
No, I know, but if you're like a magazine, those even a thing, like if you were a magazine or an online thing, you could say, exactly.
Except
hey,
for the models.
I only have to pay $10 for this fake person instead of a couple thousand for this real.
Uh-huh.
So, like, sorry, ladies.
It's all going to be labeled, though, soon. There's going to be regulations.
They're going to force them to
tell
label
you what
everything.
Is AI.
What is, like, this is an AI-generated image.
And it's still cool, but...
You know, as someone who's never been able to sell a damn thing based on how I look...
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Crush this industry that has snubbed me for decades.
You're right.
Oh,
totally.
The amount of influencers or whatever they want to call it, creators that do nothing except for just look good. Like, literally do nothing. Do and then claim they have some sort of talent makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be attractive and be out there, by all means, but don't act like you're some gift to the world, like you've done something. Yeah. You just sit there.
You're
like,
opening a box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you think you have a million likes on that? You think because anyone cares
what's
about
in your box?
Yeah, no. Well,
your package box.
I'm. Am I bitter? Yeah, yeah. I'm
bitter. That's fair though. It's
I'm
a fair bitter. Bitterness though,
bitter.
Chris.
But anyways,
we could be ugly models.
No one wants that though, Jason.
It doesn't.
No,
work.
They do for comparison. Like, we could be comparisons.
Oh, we could be the befores. We could be all the before pictures.
Yeah. Hey, look like this. You could look like this.
Yeah, yeah.
This may be a good niche for us.
Yeah.
Because we're not making ugly AI people. We're already here.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line. Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
If you would like us to be your megaphone to the city and the world, just leave us a message at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We play them twice a day. Jamie, what do we got?
Oh, lady has filled us in on her eating schedule yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so you know what I ate yesterday? I just realized I ate one pierogi all day. Mm. My friend Taylor was going to throw the last one in the garbage. I said, I guess I'll eat it. And I never ate anything else for the entire day.
All right.
Got busy, I guess, eh?
So yeah.
Forgot to eat?
Just a single, like a single small pierogi, that's it all day?
Okay.
It's not a lot.
Not a lot of calories.
No, that's not sustenance there for you. Must have been tired.
Now, she called back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. With a little more
information?
Yeah, about her day.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Kelly, here. I just called about the pierogies, or the one pierogi that I ate yesterday. Not only did I just eat one pierogi yesterday, but I also, I'm a waitress, and I took all my orders. I worked daytime. I worked 8 to 4 yesterday. I took all my orders without writing any of them down. Never messed up once. Anyways, I was also repeating my own shopping list to myself as I was driving. I don't know why. I'm doing these, I guess, memory experiments. I don't know why. Anyways, it's been fun. No pen, no paper. Taking orders. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
So she's able to remember all the orders, her grocery list, but she forgot to eat anything other than one pierogi.
curious. Do you think she's recently had a breakup or something? And
breakdown, maybe.
It's like calling us to speak to us the same way she would talk to somebody that knows her and like just about your day.
I mean, taking all the orders without writing anything down is pretty impressive.
If you're after a pat on the back, lady, we'll give you one there.
I would write it down because I don't want to make a mistake on people's food, but if you did it and you did a good job,
I think, Chris, she just hears these three welcoming voices every morning on the radio, and we say to call about absolutely anything on the Dougie line, and she says, I will.
Yeah, like I don't want to dissuade her from doing it. I just seem things that like you would just say to your like husband when you got home or your wife or whoever, be like, hey, you know what I did today? Not like on a call a radio station and leave it on their answer.
We do say call about anything.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at it. I'm just wondering why.
Curious.
Just curiosity. Maybe she could let us know.
But again, impressive. When I see the server come and not write it down, I get nervous.
Yeah. But we don't know how busy her restaurant was. She could have like three orders all day.
That's a good point, too.
Walk around tooting her own horn and she remembers three things. Like, I don't know.
Except to eat.
Yes, again.
While constantly around food.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I guess you don't want her picking at plates, right?
No, that would be gross, too. Yeah.
Probably a good thing. All right, Jamie, got anything else?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Someone texted she's on Adderall. I don't know. Is Adderall a thing? Like, is it a thing? I see a lot of people joking about being on Adderall. Is it something you can just calm down thing? No, I think it's a focus thing, isn't it?
Oh.
I'm not on Adderall, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I know, but you're not also tall, but you know what a tall person is. So I thought maybe you would.
I know the difference between tall, but I don't know the characteristics of a drug. Tall is pretty easy to see.
Yeah. No, but you're a very knowledgeable person. Yeah, I don't know why.
It sounds like a calm down thing, but I'm not really sure. Okay, I'm not qualified.
Fair enough, to give you
accurate information on the properties of Adderall.
I appreciate your honesty on the topic. Yeah.
But tall, I can assess very quickly.
Yeah. All right. Well, want to reach our Dougie line? It's 216-384-9216 Dougie.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto what? On a Biggs and Barr show.
We got five questions in 30 seconds. If you pass, you come back. You got to get them all in, though. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board. Every slot has $500 in fuel from Shell and CAA. So it's not bad at all.
Do you know CAA members save 3 cents a liter at Shell when they go to fill up?
I did. I saved 3 cents a liter this morning on the way to work.
Another one. Yep.
Wow, look at you,
big saver.
Look at you.
We have Greg on the phone.
Greg.
Hey. How's it going?
You
good?
Are you a fan? You're familiar? You know what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
You think we're the greatest show ever in the history of radio? Say it, Greg. Say it or we're going to lose connection.
Yes, you guys are.
Thanks, Greg. Okay. Good luck to you, buddy.
All right, Greg, your time will begin after we read the first question. Here we go. What city is known as the crossroads to the west?
Salt Lake City.
What car did Ford unveil 60 years ago today?
The Mustang.
What fruit do humans share the most DNA with?
Tomatoes.
What famous athlete did Posh Spice marry?
David Beck.
Who was a more tolerable duck, Daffy or Donald?
Oh, Donald, for sure.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's go over your answers. Yeah.
Who was a more tolerable duck, Daffy or Donald? You said Donald. The answer here is both of them were jerks.
They were
so
kind
of fine.
Both jerks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Daffy was a little better.
Really?
He was trying to kill everybody all the time.
Was Donald Duck?
Was
Donald
Duck always trying to kill Bugs
Bunny? Yeah, why would Donald Duck want to kill people?
Elmer Fudd was trying to kill Bugs Bunny.
No, it was Daffy Duck that was trying to kill the
Donald Duck was Mickey the Mouse's friend.
I don't think.
Or Mickey Mouse, not Mickey the Mouse.
I don't think I know who either of them are.
I don't think any of the ducks are trying to kill people. Anyway.
Daffy had the lisp, and Donald couldn't speak at all.
Yeah, both of them.
What famous athlete did Posh Spice marry? You said David Beckham. That is correct. Victoria Beckham is 50 today. That's Posh Spice. Wow, okay. What fruit do humans share the most DNA with? You said tomatoes. The actual answer is bananas.
Bananas. I am a banana.
Almost.
It's 50%.
Really?
It is banana day today.
Get out of here.
We also share 61% of our DNA with mice. So, like, it's what? It's crazier than you'd think with all that stuff.
I don't believe your stat.
50% of our DNA is shared with bananas.
Get out of here. I have to look that up. I am a banana.
What car did Ford unveil 60 years ago today? You said the Mustang. That is correct. And what city is known as the crossroads to the west? You knew it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming.
I am a banana.
So aside from not knowing the banana one, you did pretty well there, Greg.
I always get one wrong.
Yeah, not well enough to get yourself... $500 in fuel, though. But we thank you so much for texting and playing, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Take care.
See ya, bud.
Yeah, sorry. I was reading about Jamie's lies about bananas.
Is it a lie?
When making the comparison between humans and bananas, our orthologous proteins are about 40% similar. This is where the claims you find on the internet come from, but in reality... it only makes up about 25% of our genes. So 40% of 25%. So we're looking at like 12% we share with bananas.
I was on a banana fact page. Facts about bananas.
Okay. I'm just telling you. How you think we have 40%? Like that didn't ring a bell, that might not be correct. It's probably, we still have the most genetic similarity than any other fruit. So that, I mean, your question's not wrong. But it is wrong.
I'm just going by banana facts. And elsewhere you look, there are like that kind of thing. But I guess the rest of the internet is wrong.
Your page is right. It's fine. Whatever.
No, your page is right.
Well, I don't know if my page is right. I'm just telling what I read when I Google searched. Yeah. That seemed like an alarming amount of genetic similarity.
Yeah. Then how are we the same as mice, too? Like 60% mice. So they say, the internet. But you never know these days. What's real, what's not?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know either of them. Oh, here we go. So in reality, we share about 0.1% of our genome with a banana.
0.1%.
It's a lot lower than 40%.
A lot lower than 52.
Though you said 50. But we do share the most common with it, so it's, the question's still fine.
Okay. I don't just make questions up. You know that, right?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'm not going to go and just make trivia up for our contest that is super serious.
You can just say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. And
I am a banana.
0.1%.
Yeah, not 50.
Yeah. I am bananas.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
So spot the show. We each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Animal roundup today, apparently. Everyone's
something to do with animals. Something to do with animals, yeah.
Jamie, what do you want to
this takes place in one of my favorite town names ever. Butte, Montana.
Okay, it's a great name.
Butte, Montana. Well, they have a circus in town.
Featured in American Rust.
Oh, is that where they're from? Butte, Montana.
Yeah, you guys a cabin in Butte. But anyway, sorry, go on.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
They have a circus in town and an elephant got loose and was just strolling around the town. There's some ladies.
That could be
yeah.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God. Only in Butte. The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
He's going for a bit of a walkabout, was he?
He's quick.
They get him back?
I imagine so.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be hard to find.
It's not like Sasquatch or anything.
No.
I don't want to judge this lady's world knowledge. Just by one comment. But saying an elephant only in Butte, like I would think like never in
yeah, very rarely in Butte.
Mostly in Africa or like mostly in Asia. Like that's kind of where you would see.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Elephants.
Yeah.
But not only in Butte, like never in Butte. Like
an escaped circus elephant though. But you're right. How did he get out, first of all?
Doesn't see
door was open.
This happens often there, does it? And only there? I don't.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, probably something I should hyper-focus
watch
on,
out.
But yeah.
Those elephants can.
How about we just get them out of the circuses, period?
Yeah. Not a big fan of circuses myself.
Never been to a real circus.
Hey, look, as a kid, I'm not going to say I wasn't excited to go to the circus. But then as an adult and realizing what they put those animals through, I don't. I'm not a hippie.
That elephant is standing on top of a ball.
Mm. took my kids to a circus many, many, many years ago, a couple decades ago. Yeah. And there was an elephant there, and it was one person's job to walk around behind the elephant with a big Rubbermaid garbage can to catch the bowling ball sized poo that fell out of it.
That's a bad job.
Wait, yeah. They don't put like a poo bag on the elephants like they do horses who stroll through towns?
No. Well, not at that circus anyway.
That was a guy's job.
Yeah. We see here you want to join the circus as a trapeze artist. That's fine, but you got to work your way up. Your first job is catching elephant poop.
Yeah, you're a trapeze artist.
Huge nuggets of poo.
I can imagine.
10 bowling balls.
I can imagine. They're a large animal.
I've never seen it. I can visualize it completely.
Yeah.
The boom, the boom. I can hear the noise
of the empty garbage can.
Yeah, like throwing a basketball in a plastic garbage can.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jason, what do you got?
Well, my story also involves an animal, but not till the end. So there's a fellow named Reginald Cook. He's 26. He tried to rob a gas station, okay?
Sure.
So the first time he went, it was around 2 a.m. He walked in and made a purchase. Everything's fine. Half an hour later, came back to the store, demanded money from the register, okay?
Mm.
Cashier said no. So he left. 35 minutes later, came back, asked for money again, but this time he brought a 5-foot snake with him.
Oh.
And threatened them with snake.
So he threatened like a python or...
It just says snake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because type of snake would make a huge difference to how scared I would be.
So the cashier, also having none of it, just picked up the phone casually because he's like, a snake, what's it going to do? Called 911 and then pulled out his own gun and said, get out of my store.
Oh, wow.
And so Reginald Cook got no money.
Yeah.
No.
They took his snake away.
Yeah.
And he went to jail.
Oh.
Gun beat snake.
You never.
In a street fight.
You know, they always say never bring a snake to a gunfight. Right?
Good news ending to the story. Reginald Cook's family came by the store the following day and apologized and offered to pay for
anything.
Good family.
So it turned out a situation like that in America often ends up with someone dead, but not this time. It was good.
I mean, if he's holding a cobra and it's like at me, I might pass over a couple bucks.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a slow-moving boa.
Give me all your money. No.
Like a 5-footer just kind of slowly coming across the counter.
I'll let him squeeze you.
Yeah. Hope you don't like hugs. Yeah. All right. Animals. We'll keep it rolling here. So the Wall Street Journal did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray.
Oh, yeah?
To prevent male sheep from fighting. So someone realized that the smell is so strong that it masks their natural pheromones. So it's a trick that apparently it's been going through the sheep herding community for several years. But if you spray the males with Axe body spray... They don't smell each other's pheromones.
Any particular scent?
Axe Africa is the best one that works best, according to this study. Also, Axe Kilo.
Okay, I've had that one.
Or that's the same one, I think. It's marketed different names in different areas.
I see.
But that's the smell.
Well, you don't want your sheep fighting with each other. That would be...
So if your males are...
That would be bad.
Bucking. It would be bad. Yeah. So. apparently, they also start... drinking monster drinks and driving pickup trucks too, though, and punching holes in drywall. So they don't fight each other, but they will
hit inanimate objects.
Yeah, they will hit. They will. And they all want to be called Kyle after or something.
Kyle, quit punching the holes in the fence.
Yeah. Well, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Hot.
But.
Carrying over from yesterday, this is the Tim Hortons new biodegradable lids, I guess.
Yeah.
They're testing using Ottawa as a test market. Not all the Tims have them, only about, I think, 10 Tim Hortons, roughly, something like that. Anyways, and the reaction has not been positive at all. But we got a couple more Dougie Lang phone calls on the subject. James, yeah?
Yeah, a guy's got us giving us an update on technique with the new lids.
All right,
okay.
Or he just, in lids in general, has got him sparked, okay?
And I heard about the new Tim Hortons lids. I haven't had them yet because I'm traveling for work, but not excited to come back to Ottawa. I think I still have PTSD from the last time they switched, and I heard you guys talking about that. And I got to say, the flat top lids, way better than the high top lids. The flat top lids, you can hold the coffee with your mouth and just bite the lip. You can open doors. You got more mobility. Then with the flat top lid, you can hold your coffee anywhere. You can come down at it like a claw. Or you can come at it from the side, from the bottom. No coffee spills.
And lids hot top.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong with that. I like the old flat lids better, too.
The flat lids? Yeah, they were the superior lid for sure. Like,
really?
The key tech, yeah. He mentions it. You could hold them in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like when you're coming in from the car with groceries and you got a coffee, you could just tuck it, you just bite the edge of the lid and grab, you know, two bags of stuff and get in the door. High top lids. You ain't bite nothing.
Or you have to be very, you could do it very gingerly. If you go like, you got to give yourself a big underbite.
I don't know if we've met. I don't do a whole lot very gingerly.
No, you don't. So, we have met, I do know that you're right. Yeah. We have another call here. Fellas, it's kind of to everybody. It's everybody about these lids, all right?
Yeah. Hey, you bunch of crying losers. Just drink from the paper or whatever lid and get over it. How spoiled are we that we can't have a slight annoyance to help our planet? Jesus Christ, we're doomed. God forbid they ask us to sacrifice something real someday. How come those that claim to be the toughest are always the biggest babies? Anyways, you guys do a great job. Bye for now.
He was well prepared.
He was well prepared.
Yeah, sounded like a little scripted, but...
That's fine. It's fine to be prepared.
Sure.
Call the doggy line and read what you've written.
Yeah.
We're not mad at it.
No, no, no.
You want to get your point across. You don't want to make any mistakes.
I mean,
some say we should do that.
They do. That is true. Yeah. Some say that a lot. I don't know if just not being happy with the product makes you a baby. I mean, you could...
Yeah.
But I think what people would love is a lid that is biodegradable, but also not
tastes
mush.
Like cardboard and mush. Yeah.
You know, I think that would be not too much to ask.
I don't think they're flying. I don't think they're very popular.
No, I don't think so.
We do have another call here.
Oh, okay. Another one. Okay, sure.
Hey, you were just talking about Tim Hortons and the stuff and the plastic and everything. Did you ever try to eat soup with a cardboard spoon? You get three sips in and it starts to bend and everything. Try it sometime. Order one of their soups. They give you cardboard knives and a cardboard spoon. Not kidding.
Yeah, the wood. They were like very thin wood.
cardboard spoon.
If you ever want to eat like Swiss Chalet or St. Hubert's in the car also, not that I don't do that often.
Yeah, it's tough.
But they give you the same stuff.
Oh,
the terrible little wood. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
And it also
just use your hands
bad.
At that point.
Yeah, just pick the chicken, rip it apart with your
keep
hands.
Keep a towel in the car.
Yep, that's it. Eat it the same way I eat it home on my chest.
Yeah.
Just my fingers and some paper towel. Well, what are we going to do, eh?
I think we've done all we can do. Bring it to the people. Let people know about the disagreements amongst the masses.
Sure.
Whatever that means.
I don't know. But it sounds like we've done our job. Can we wrap this hot button?
Yes.
All right.
Let's wrap it.
That's it for this.
Hot.
What do you got in your hand there? But this old thing? Yeah. Well, partner?
It's a big old bag of letters.
Neat.
This is Big Old Bag of Letters. We are the Biggs and Bars Show. This is Ottawa's Rock Station, Shea 106. So what happens is we give each contestant 10 seconds?
Yep.
10 seconds for each category. And each category, we give them a letter, and they have to name as many things inside that category that start with that letter. It's that easy.
Yeah. We have Dennis, or Denny, and Aaron on the phone. We'll start with Denny.
All right, Denny, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
You understand what you're doing?
I think so.
All right. Let's start. Your 10 seconds will begin when I finish giving you the first category. Are you ready?
Yep.
Animals that start with the letter F.
Oh, fur baby. ferrets.
Car models that start with the letter S.
SLK. Scion.
Countries that start with the letter A.
Angola. Argentina.
All right.
You're drawing a blank.
Denny finished with three.
Let's put him on hold there.
Because Angolia is not a
country. No, it's Angola.
Angola. So we've got to be a stickler
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, for
now
sure.
Now we go with Aaron. Let's see, Aaron, if he can get better than three.
You understand, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your first category. Animals that start with the letter M.
Muskrat.
Car models that start with the letter T.
What? Sorry?
Oh.
Car models that start with the letter T.
Tesla. Taurus. I don't know.
Countries that start with the letter C.
Cambodia. Colombia.
Wow.
I think I've won, right?
Yeah. Just by one.
Yeah. You
by,
snuck by.
By
did you, your phone cut out there. Did you say Canada?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Cambodia.
Yeah. All right. Well, you won, Aaron.
Congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
You got yourself $100 in Lotto, okay?
Thanks.
Wow. Edged them out.
That was a tough round.
It's
right
harder
there.
Than you think.
It is when you're put under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Car models is the hardest because you immediately think car makers. It's not car makers. Like Tesla wouldn't have counted.
No,
right?
No.
So.
Scion didn't count.
No. But yeah, it's a tough category.
Look at you say Canada.
I can't think of one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, neither of them are going to win any sort of wordsmith competition or general knowledge. Nope.
But Aaron did win big old bag of letters.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
He's got.
Why are you throwing things?
I don't know.
I just meant to spin around in my chair, and my foot caught on my footstool and launched it in the wall hardest.
It seemed very angry.
I was not. Hockey sticks are on the ground now.
For a
successful I was contest. Not angry at all. I was just spinning in my chair, frustrated with my own lack of not finding a word, and it looked like I was trying to destroy the entire building
right there.
I apologize to everybody involved.
We're all good.
Normally, I throw stuff on purpose. That time, it was not the case. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you wanted to go first.
Sure. I don't know if you've heard. Well, you guys have because I've said it in the news. But there was this suspicious package at the Ontario legislature yesterday sent to Doug Ford. And that sounds, you know, nefarious and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, we send our politicians like powdered gravy because that's what they sent Doug for. Yeah. It was powdered gravy.
Now, this was supposed to be a prank type idea because of the gravy train.
Yeah. And people have been encouraged to send Doug Ford gravy. Now, powdered gravy, as you pointed out earlier in the news, was probably a mistake. Canned gravy would have gotten the same message across and been less suspicious.
Was it literally like a single pack of gravy or was it gravy powder in like a clear bag?
I'm not sure. So I didn't see a picture of it.
Yeah, if it was labeled, it might not be as...
Yeah. Here's some Clubhouse.
Just a white envelope with
gravy
brown powder gravy.
In it. I mean, I don't know if anyone remembers the big anthrax scare from a few years ago, but...
Remember that.
Hazmat situation there.
Yeah. Don't send powders to people.
Yeah, that's a good lesson.
It's pretty standard lesson. Do you know if they've reached the person that did it? Like, I said, hey, don't do this, please.
Sure. I'm trying to find out some more information. It was, like, pretty hush-hush
good
about
gravy.
It.
Gravy.
Yeah. People have sent him canned gravy before, but this was powdered gravy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy likes gravy, so that's pretty obvious.
I like
Who
gravy.
Who doesn't like gravy?
I love a nice gravy.
I'm pretty picky, though. I gotta be honest about
what
gravy.
Mean?
Some gravy's great, some gravy's not. Like, it's not just, like, you can't just... Like blanket paint the whole industry of gravy it's good. Some gravy's pretty bad.
I've had more good gravies than bad gravies.
Have
you ever had like the white gravy, like the chicken and biscuits gravy? Oh, yeah. It's not.
That's
it's
not the, not. That's one of your low.
I mean, it's a sauce. They should just call it a sauce. All right. Guys.
Yeah.
There is a, there's some stolen fish. The OPP are investigating the theft of several thousand dollars worth of tropical fish stolen from Upper Ottawa Valley Restaurant.
Yeah, from the Beechburg Family Restaurant.
Yeah.
They took some money and also the fish.
They did.
Right from the tank.
Yep.
So they come with their little scoops.
They must have. 25K south of Pembroke, if you're not sure where this is. Police say the item stolen included a quantity of cash, like you said, Jason, and tropical fish swimming inside an aquarium at the restaurant. They just plucked the fish right out of the aquarium.
Yeah. Now, so, I did read about this, and they used to have some big discus fish. You ever seen a discus? They get pretty big, fancy-looking fish. Not one you would eat.
A disc fish?
Discus.
Discus fish?
Called a discus.
Just call it a disc fish.
It's called a discus.
It's funner to say discus. Say it. You're not going to
disc
say
disc fish?
All right. What about it, though?
Anyway, it was valuable because it was very large for its resale value.
Oh,
but
I see.
But that fish apparently wasn't there anymore. But the thieves...
Where was the disc fish?
I think it died or whatever.
Okay. Did they try to do a false claim for a fish? And then they were like, no, people know the disc fish is dead. Everyone comes by and went to see the disc fish. Now it can't.
I don't think
Why would that even come up? Why would you bring up a fish? Why would they bring up a fish they don't have anymore?
They think that's the fish that the people were targeting. They were targeting the discus.
So then they say, well, the discus isn't here.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take these other
take these other cichlids or whatever they were.
I don't think you can have discus and cichlids together.
I have no idea. I'm not sure on the
discus pretty peaceful. Cichlids, they'll get pretty aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why are you so much about tropical aquarium fish over there?
I had aquariums growing up as a kid. And my friend Danny, he was really into fish.
Oh, well.
Aquariums.
Did you have a disc fish?
No, I never had a discus. No, they were too fancy. I preferred the more aggressive cichlids.
All right.
Like a Jack Dempsey. The Oscars are nice, too.
Was this like a... Do you think this was a break-in and they were like, oh, they got fish, let's take them? Or do you think they were specifically targeting the fish and then just took the extra cash?
Yeah, I think the fish.
Yeah, the fish. Really? Yeah.
This discus fish is expensive.
Seems like an odd thing.
But they didn't have the disc fish, though.
I don't think they knew that. Their intelligence was off.
Yeah. Their intel was bad.
All right. Well, Jamie, what do you got?
Well,
you want me to go first or you? Did I already go? I don't remember now.
You just went.
You went already.
Was this my story?
Yeah, it was.
This was your story. I got
really wrapped up with the fish. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot where it started.
The gravy with Doug Ford.
That's right.
And then you did the stolen fish. Now Jamie's going to do his story.
Mine's timeless. Not timeless. We can push mine till tomorrow.
Well, I wish you would just... 3 minutes. Just do yours. What are you talking about, man?
So, the Arizona Coyotes. Looks like they're going to be out of Arizona, the NHL team. Finally, right? So I think tomorrow is maybe the actual official announcement. If the Salt Lake City, they're going to move to Salt Lake City. So we have seen some things come across the news desk about new possible team names and logos. Some are funny. Some aren't.
Okay.
Some are interesting. Like the one I think we all agree on, the Utah Yeti. For a hockey team, the Yeti.
Yeah, I guess so. It's okay.
They already have the Jazz. It's all one word.
It would be fun, like for merch and stuff.
Yeah, it's also merch.
Abominable snowman looking creature.
Right? Yeah. On the, we get your mascot's snowman. Already done.
Yeah.
It's all done. It's quick. It's fun.
Sure.
They got the Utah Blizzard, just a big deer. Yeah. Head.
No, I don't like that.
The Salt Lake City Stags. Too long.
No, yeah, don't like it.
Don't like it.
Stags, and then the Salt Lake Eagles. Are these concepts that have come out?
I go with Yeti.
Yeti for sure.
You're right.
Yeah. I saw one that
you
said
the coolers and glasses.
The Utah Utes or Yotes.
Yeah, the Yotes.
Oh, the Yotes.
So it's like the keeping the Coyote sort of theme from the original team, but you change a bit, make it a little more.
Yeah, because they have Coyotes in Utah.
Of course, there's Coyotes everywhere, basically.
I'm on this Reddit, very deep Reddit page on the NHL Reddit, and you can imagine the creative stuff coming through there, like the Salt Lake City Jazz.
Well, you know,
there already is a team called the Utah Jazz, and it's owned by the same owner.
Mm. It's a glass house. We should be careful. I'm chucking stones in here in Ottawa because they're the worst named franchises in sports.
That's fair.
Like, we don't do a good job here of making fun merch that anyone outside of the city would ever wear. You know, but
do you think they'd call them the Stormin' Mormons?
That's my favorite, but they will never.
They won't. They won't call it that.
They will never call.
It is pretty funny.
What about a throwback? The Johnny Utahs. Was that Point Break?
Johnnies.
The Utah Johnnies. The Johnnies.
That's my favorite
one. That's the best.
Way better than the Yetis.
You got a porta potty as your...
The Johnnies.
The Utah Johnnies.
Was that Keanu Reeves, right? He was Johnny Utah? Yes.
Yeah.
He's the greatest actor.
Put his face on it.
Yeah, just the Keanu's face on the front of your jersey. The Johnnies.
Yeah, if it was a minor league baseball team, they might consider doing that, but they're not going to do the pro level of hockey, unfortunately.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada.
Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You can call our answering machine 24 hours a day. Leave us a message. We play them twice. It's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie.
Okay.
Since it's the new Ottawa song.
Okay. You want to explain what the new Ottawa song means for people who might not know, Chris?
Like
well,
me?
Ottawa is our contest. We do trivia contest.
Oh, I see.
At 7 o'clock in the morning. And there's a new song?
No, like the
concept.
The concept of the song.
I see what you're saying. So every day, the first question is the same answer, and Jamie attaches a song to it. Like
Jamie finds a song about a place, and then that is the answer to our first question in the contest for weeks on end.
Yeah.
And then he finds a new one. And right now, it's Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City by the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Okay.
Since it's the new Ottawa song, really, what is your opinion on the Beach Boys? Personally, I've always seen them like Chris sees Stompin' Tom, kind of like a children's band. I don't know. Personally, I find it a little bit embarrassing when adults say that they're their favorite band. But what do you guys think?
I'm with you on that. I can't stand the Beach Boys. Never have.
Not mad at them, but I don't... Yeah, I'm not.
This doesn't get you all in the feels, Jason.
Down in Coca, Aruba, no. Jamaica,
yeah.
It makes me feel angry.
But it lists all the places you
exactly.
love.
Exactly. What a battle you must have.
I don't know. I've never liked, never enjoyed the Beach Boys. Sort of just always pissed me off. I don't know why.
It is very similar to music you would hear on a children's show.
Yeah, so, like the mini pops.
Yeah, like I understand that point of view. It's from a different era, obviously, so not all music, lasts in terms of recognition as you go along.
The album Pet Sounds, though, is considered one of the greatest albums of all time, inspired the Beatles to then make Sergeant Pepper's.
That's what I'm saying. See, like,
you know what I mean?
The history of it and in its time and place. Well, there are some bands that can step out of their time and place and will always be great. I don't know for me if the Beach Boys are one of those bands where, like, maybe if I was there at the time, I would have appreciated them. But now it just sounds to me like I'm watching a children's show.
Yeah.
And I'm not harsh.
You
like him. If you like him, you like him. Like,
but he asked.
So yeah, we answered.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no one's mad.
You know? It's like TV shows or movies or like everyone can like different stuff. That's the whole point.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Yeah.
Never been a big fan of bands of guys who sang like their nuts were in a vice.
Hey, you don't like any sort of falsetto type voices.
No, not really big on it, dudes.
You struck me for a Bee Gees guy.
Oh, God.
Odd. Odd.
Cool. All right, what else you got?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, we've had a lot of phone calls today. The hot buttons were exploding about the Tim Hortons cups and stuff.
Yep.
So you want to reach us, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
All right, kids, podcast is on Spotify, Apple, everywhere you listen to podcasts every day. Search the Biggs and Bar Show. Give us a subscription. It's free. We appreciate it. Thank you. 9 o'clock, Amy's calling out another name for payday. If you've registered, listen for your name. You might be making some money just for listening to this radio station. Anything else?
Enjoy the nice day.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly now, but it will warm up decently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're good.
Don't send powdered gravy to politicians.
Yeah.
You're thinking of it.
Sure. And if anything, gets stuck in your craw today, let us know on our Dougie Line.
That being said, if you're a gravy company and you wish to sponsor our program, we would love to have a gravy sponsor.
Amazing.
I mean, sure. I mean, anyone really.
Any sponsor show really brought to you by Clubhouse Gravy, the Biggs and Bar Show.
Yeah.
Be great.
Good on everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's their slogan, but it should be. See you tomorrow.
Bye. The Biggs and Bar Show.